The North. Section 4. More Technological Advances.
If you were there. You own a small shop in Chicago, Illinois, in the 1850s. You sell ladies' hats and gowns. When you need more hats, you send a letter to the manufacturer in New York. Sometimes it takes weeks for the letter to get there. One day, the owner of the shop next door tells you about a wonderful new machine. It can send orders from Chicago to New York in just minutes. How would a machine like this change your business?
Building background. The industrial and transportation revolutions had far-reaching effects on Americans' lives. They led to still more innovations in technology. Some of the new machines and devices speeded up processes for business owners. Others made life easier for people at home. Telegraph speeds communication. In 1832, Samuel F.B. Morse perfected the telegraph, a device that could send information over wires across great distances. To develop the telegraph, Morse studied electricity and magnetism. In time, Morse put the work of other scientists together in a practical machine. The telegraph sent pulses or surges of electric current through a wire. The telegraph operator tapped a bar called a telegraph key that controlled the length of each pulse. At the other end of the wire, these pulses were changed into clicking sounds. A short click was called a dot. A long click was called a dash. Morse's partner, Alfred Louis Vail, developed a system known as Morse code, different combinations of dots and dashes that represent each letter of the alphabet. For example, dot, 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 dash, 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 dot, dot, dot is the distress signal called SOS. Skilled telegraph operators could send and receive many words per minute. Several years passed before Morse was able to connect two locations with telegraph wires. Despite that achievement, people doubted his machine. Some people did not think that he was reading messages sent from miles away. They claimed that he was making lucky guesses. Morse's break came during the 1844 Democratic National Convention in Baltimore, Maryland. A telegraph wired news of the presidential candidate's nomination to politicians in Washington. The waiting politicians responded, "Three cheers for the telegraph." Telegraphs were soon sending and receiving information for businesses, the government, newspapers, and private citizens. The telegraph grew with the railroad. Telegraph companies strung their wires on poles along railroads across the country. They established telegraph offices in many train stations. Thousands of miles of telegraph line were added every year in the 1850s. The first transcontinental line was finished in 1861. By the time he died in 1872, Morse was famous across the United States. Steam power and new factories. At the start of the Industrial Revolution, most factories ran on water power. In time, however, factory owners began using steam power. This shift brought major changes to the nation's industries. Water-powered factories had to be built near streams or waterfalls. In contrast, steam power allowed business owners to build factories almost anywhere. Yet the Northeast was still home to most of the nation's industry. By 1860, New England alone had as many factories as the entire South did. Some companies decided to build their factories closer to cities and transportation centers. This provided easier access to workers, allowing businesses to lower wages. Being closer to cities also reduced shipping costs. Cities soon became the center of industrial growth. People from rural areas as well as foreign countries flocked to the cities for factory jobs. Factory workers improved the designs of many kinds of machines. Mechanics invented tools that could cut and shape metal, stone, and wood with great precision. By the 1840s, this new machinery was able to produce interchangeable parts. Within a short period of time, the growing machine tool industry was even making customized equipment. Improved farm equipment. During the 1830s, technology began transforming the farm as well as the factory. In 1837, blacksmith John Deere saw that friends in Illinois had difficulty plowing thick soil with iron plows. He thought a steel blade might work better. His design for a steel plow was a success. By 1846, Deere was selling 1,000 plows per year. In 1831, Cyrus McCormick developed a new harvesting machine, the mechanical reaper, which quickly and efficiently cut down wheat. He began mass producing his reapers in a Chicago factory. McCormick used new methods to encourage sales. His company advertised, gave demonstrations, and provided a repair and spare parts department. He also let customers buy on credit. The combination of Deere's plow and McCormick's reaper allowed Midwestern farmers to plant and harvest huge crop fields. By 1860, U.S. farmers were producing more than 170 million bushels of wheat and more than 800 million bushels of corn per year. Changing life at home. Many inventions of the Industrial Revolution simply made life easier. When Alexis de Tocqueville of France visited the United States in the early 1830s, he identified what he called a very American quality. Americans want to be always making life more comfortable and convenient, to avoid trouble, and to satisfy the smallest wants or desires without effort and almost without cost. Alexis de Tocqueville from Democracy in America. The sewing machine, first invented by Elias Howe, a factory apprentice in Lowell, Massachusetts, was one of these conveniences. Isaac Singer then made improvements to Howe's design. Like McCormick, Singer allowed customers to buy his machines on credit and provided service. By 1860, Singer's company was the world's largest maker of sewing machines. Other advances improved on everyday items. In the 1830s, iceboxes cooled by large blocks of ice became available. Iceboxes stored fresh food safely for longer periods. Iron cook stoves began replacing cooking fires and stone hearths. Companies also began to mass produce earlier inventions. This allowed many families to buy household items, such as clocks, that they could not afford in the past. For example, a clock that cost $50 in 1800 was selling for only $1.50 by the 1850s. Additional useful items created during this period include matches, introduced in the 1830s, and the safety pin, invented in 1849. All of these inventions help make life at home more convenient for an increasing number of Americans. Summary and preview. New machines and inventions changed the way Americans lived and did business in the early 1800s. In the next chapter, you will learn how agricultural changes affected the South. But first, review the main ideas of this section. Then take some time to demonstrate what you've learned by answering the section assessment questions. Before moving on, your teacher may want you to apply your knowledge by completing the Social Studies Skills and Standards Review exercises. The Standards Assessment exercise will give you additional practice using what you've learned.